From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. YouTube is best known for viral videos of babies and kittens, but there are thousands of decidedly less cute and more practical videos racking up the views. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, how-to videos are extremely popular these days, and at least some makers of these videos are actually making money.
Want to know how to crochet a flower, solve a Rubik's Cube, or make a paper airplane? Or maybe you need something more basic, like how to scramble an egg.
In go the eggs.
Even how to use clip-in hair extensions.
All right, you want to take a clip, and you're going to need comb, brush, and your hair extensions.
That's again, Sarah White, a.k.a. Sarah Sweetie 99, a first-grade teacher in Charleston, West Virginia. White says she posted her first video about hair extensions because she couldn't find a good instructional video on YouTube. When the clicks started adding up, she started adding new videos and eventually joined the YouTube Partner Program, where YouTube shares ad revenue with people who post videos regularly.
I thought, well, I won't make that much money from it. You know, I thought I'll make a couple dollars a month, but I was like, wow, this is really cool. Like, I don't have to get a second job now.
This is a common experience among YouTube's 15,000 or so partners, says the company's Annie Baxter.
A lot of YouTubers describe themselves as accidental entrepreneurs.
YouTube says there are hundreds of people who make more than $100,000 a year on their videos. Baxter says instructional videos are on the rise. Jeff Dorn knows that well. He's the man behind a series of videos on how to tie a tie.
The four in hand knot is one of the simpler knots to tie. Start by grabbing the wide end of the tie in your right hand, the narrow end in your left hand.
In the video, you can't see Dorn's face. Just a close-up of his neck, his white dress shirt, and pale blue tie.
And then straighten the tie with your hands and fold down the collar.
Yeah, that was shot in my kitchen. I think I tacked a white sheet up against what was a red wall.
That incredibly dry video has been viewed 6 million times. He also has videos on the full Windsor, the half Windsor, the Shelby knot, and the bow tie. Dorn says he can pay his property taxes each year with the money he gets from YouTube.
It's nice to get paid for doing absolutely nothing, or doing something once.
Dorn lives in Portland, Oregon, and works in finance, and does actually wear a tie to work every day. But that's not why he decided to make videos about tying ties.
You know, any entrepreneur gets an idea that they want to make whatever, donuts, they want to make whatever they think they're good at. But what you really should do is figure out what the market is and make that.
Dorn made these videos because he knew there was a demand for them. His videos seem to lack personality by design. Sean Plott's videos, on the other hand, are all about personality.
It's Tuesday. It's February 15th. It is the year of 2011. This is Day 9, Daily number 261.
Plott has a daily web show that focuses on the computer game StarCraft II. His mission? Helping a growing community of fellow players get better at the game.
Today is all about mechanics. I want you all to look at your mouse and keyboard right now. And I want you to note, what distance is your mouse hand from your keyboard while you're playing? How far is it?
In his videos, Plott goes by his gaming handle, Day 9. He says they really took off when he started talking about himself more.
It wasn't just Day 9, the analytical nerd who just sat down and only talked about how to improve and how to learn. It became this edutainment show, and that helped tremendously.
So much so that when he finishes his master's at USC later this year, he plans to make this web show his full-time job. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.